So anyway,
glad.
How
did
are you doing?
I'm doing great. I was at the Stone show last night, and I am so I couldn't sleep because I have to get up so early.
I know.
So I got
know,
like
me
a,
too. I don't know what the deal. I mean, I didn't get. I mean, I have kids, so I'm up at 7 o'clock or so. But did the show get any rain at all? I was worried about the rain.
No, it didn't.
Oh, great.
No, it was it was so good. I can't even tell you.
You know, that's the last time I saw them there was at Georgia Tech.
Was that long ago?
Yeah. Awesome.
Isn't that something? Well, I just can't believe they can still pull it off. I mean,
oh yeah, but they pull it off so well.
I mean, it's
you know, people go that haven't seen them live or don't know about a lot about the Stones go, well, you know, they're kind of sloppy, you know, and you go, hey, what? That's like saying the sun came up today, you know.
That's right.
The Stones are, that's their sound, you know. That's their they're not perfect. They're great.
Oh.
You know, and perfect isn't always great. So, but anyway, yeah. Well, good. I'm glad you got to go, and I'm glad they were awesome. I knew they would be.
Yeah, they sure were. And you know what? It's fun because I was looking at some of you guys' reviews, and I was just like, wow, I can't wait to see you this weekend. You know, you've got some new blood in the band, and we got to talk about my buddy Dave Mannion. He is one of my favorite people.
Oh, wow, sure.
Yeah, I've known Dave forever.
Oh,
and
okay. Well, yeah, great. Yeah.
So excited about being with you. Tell me about bringing him on board for keyboards.
Well, it was, you know, when Steve retired, it opened up a couple spots in the band, one for a new singer, but also we wanted to go back to the original two keyboard sound that Kansas had back in its heyday. You know, we had Steve and Kerry playing keyboards. So even though Ronnie is a very accomplished keyboard player as well as an incredible singer, you know, we wanted to go back to the two keyboard things. So Dave Mannion, who has been our lighting guy for many, many years, but really an accomplished keyboard player.
Yeah.
We brought him on also. So it was a very easy transition with him because he knew all the songs anyway and been lighting them for decades. And so he jumped up on keyboards, and Ronnie's playing keyboards and singing too. So the sound that we had back, you know, the original sound, is now back with the band and with the two keyboards. And, of course, David Ragsdale on violin also plays guitar along with Rich. So we have the two guitars and the two keyboards, which we had for many years, but eventually got away from it. So now we're back, and it's awesome.
Oh, it's got to be. You know, the sound, somebody was saying, one of the reviews I read, and I think it might have been, it was somewhere in the Midwest, so it was real fun to read it because I didn't know that you're your big fans or your fan club was called Wheatheads. I thought hilarious.
Yeah.
But this guy was saying that he just kind of grabbed a seat backstage and was watching you guys rehearse.
Yeah.
And said he
just
could not believe the sound that came out of you guys.
Yeah, we sit there with, you know, little drum pads and acoustic guitars, and we have a couple of keyboards, and it's how we warm up every night. You know, we'll find a room and get everything set up, and we'll just sit in there and go through five or six songs of the set. So when we hit the stage, we're warmed up and ready to go. So yeah, it's kind of impressive to hear, you know, songs in their acoustic state.
Yeah,
they sound good. So if they sound good acoustically, they're even better on stage.
That's exactly right. Well, that was his point. He said, I could not wait after hearing that to hear what it sounded like on stage. And
yeah.
It sounds like you haven't lost a lick either, my friend.
I don't know.
Oh my goodness. I mean, you know, all right, let's just bring up the Stones. After watching Charlie Watts last night and stuff, how do you keep, that is like, sorry, but the being a drummer, that's like the toughest job, I would think, on stage.
I don't know if it's the toughest, but it probably,
well, stamina-wise,
the most physical exertion,
yeah.
You know, but it's, but yeah, I mean, it's what you do, you know, you have a passion for it, and if you don't have a passion for it, you know, it's going to show, you know, people are going to go, wow, that guy lost it. So, but yeah, as you get older, the physicality things, trying to do things in your 60s that you did in your 20s, as we all know, can be difficult the older you get. So yeah, it takes a lot of work, a lot of workout acumen and stuff like that. But, hey, I'm happy to still be there.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, absolutely.
Having a lot of fun.
Tell me about going out on the road with Boston. I get a big kick out of just saying Boston and Kansas just because they're two places in America. You know, I think that's fun.
Yeah, well, you know, it's great. They're just with Tommy DiCarlo singing, and you know they're just an awesome band and good guys. You know, of course, you know Rich and I have known Tom Scholz, you know, since back in the, because we both kind of came out with our albums at the
same time.
At the same time. We were both on Epic Records and stuff, so we've known each other a long time, and there's a lot of mutual respect between both bands, and it's just they're just great, and we're just happy to be there. We've actually never played Verizon Wireless up there. We've never played that.
Oh, it's a great venue. You're going to love it.
So we're looking forward to getting up there and opening the show. So yeah, it'll be great.
Tell me about the DVD.
The documentary?
Yes.
Yeah, well, you know, it's called Miracles Out of Nowhere.
Yeah.
And it's a documentary of Kansas's heyday, the first five albums that we did, from being discovered by Don Kirshner there in Topeka to basically headlining stadiums and with Point of No Return. So it's those five albums. It's that time period. And it's really just telling the story, the impossible story, because once you start seeing, you know, how this came together, Kansas never should have happened. I mean, so many things lined up that just, you just watch and go, oh my gosh, this, how did this happen, you know? So, you know, five, six guys in Topeka, Kansas, you know, being discovered by the guy who, you know, put the Monkees together and running, you know, rock concert and stuff. It's very improbable, extremely improbable. So we told the story, and all the original members took part, and it's a great story, and it's been played on VH1 and Palladia every week, and so it's doing very well, and it was just a story we wanted to tell. Beyond that.
And it originated with you. One of the other things that I was reading, I didn't realize, are you managing the band? I think that's really great.
Well, I've managed the band. This is my 26th year.
I love
so
it.
So you got to get up. You got to get up. Yeah, I get up on things.
I'm a little behind on that one, aren't I? But see, I love that. I think that's really cool. I think that's smart.
It wasn't on purpose. It was just something that everybody kind of left us and, you know, me and Steve and Rich kind of looked at each other and I said, well, I'll do the day-to-day stuff. Until we find a new manager, and that was 26 years ago.
And Atlanta's home for some of you guys.
Yeah, this is where we base out of. You know, we moved down here 30 years ago and have never left, and we love Atlanta. And I think it was last year or the year before we were inducted into the Georgia Music Hall of Fame.
Yes.
So, you know, well, we've been here a long time if they put Kansas into the Georgia Music Hall of Fame, you know.
Oh.
And we spent our heyday here in all the years since the 80s, 90s, 2000s. We've been here, most of us married girls from here and stuff, and have our families here, so yeah.
Which must make Kansas the state of Kansas very angry, but you know what? We love it.
Well, no. We were in the Kansas Music Hall of Fame.
See, I know. I do remember that because
I don't know how many bands are in multiple states, but
cool.
Yeah, but you know, happy, very, very proud. You look at the lineup of the Georgia Music Hall of Fame and the people that are in there. It was such an honor. You know, it's really such an honor to be inducted into that. So, yeah, a lot of great names in there.
And I'm just thinking, talking to you, I mean, it's such a trip for me because it's, you know, this is the music that I love, love, love.
We've known each other a long time.
Yes, I know it. And it just doesn't even seem like it can be possible that you guys are still touring.
We've been doing interviews with you for a long time. We always appreciate your support and your interest, and we've become friends. So, you know, who knew?
I do love that. I love it so much. I just think you guys are great. Cannot wait to see you again this weekend, Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. Beautiful venue. You're going to love it.
Yeah.
And it's Saturday night. So.
Yes.